This is only a game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
This feels official. I've got a podium and everything.
Yeah. You look like the commissioner up
there. Hi, everybody. That is a job I do not want. So
Justin Timberlake will perform in Minneapolis this weekend. There will be 30 minutes of football before his show and 30 more minutes of football after it. As you may know, this will not be the first Super Bowl halftime performance for Justin Timberlake. In 2004, he shared the stage with Janet Jackson, and there was a malfunction.
Can we expect perhaps a little NSYNC reunion? Maybe Janet?
No.
Our first story this week is about the lengths to which last year's halftime performer, Lady Gaga, went to avoid a very different sort of malfunction. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, started out like any day for Brian Mann. Brian's an associate athletic director at Rice University in Houston. He does fundraising, alumni relations.
I was sitting at my desk. I was communicating with some alumni for Rice. It was a beautiful day, but not unlike any other that had come before or after it.
And so when did it start to not become a normal day?
I got a voicemail that didn't really make any sense to me, and so I sort of let it alone for a while. And a few hours later, I got an email from the same person. Basically just said, you know, I work for the Super Bowl committee, and, you know, that they'd like to speak with me, and they'd like to do so quickly.
Brian knew the Super Bowl was coming up in 5 days at NRG Stadium, about 3 miles from Rice's campus, but he had no idea why someone from the Super Bowl committee would want to talk to him. Brian called back and received a very odd request.
They said, we need you to throw a pass at halftime, but we can't really tell you more than that till you sign a confidentiality agreement. You have to give up your afternoons and evenings every day this week, and we can't tell you exactly what it is you're going to be doing, and we can't pay you. So I said, I'm in.
Brian Mann didn't know it at the time, but he'd spent his whole life building the near-perfect resume to help Lady Gaga execute her grand finale. About a decade before he started working for the Rice Athletic Department, Brian Mann had been a quarterback. He started Dartmouth in the late 90s and early 2000s. As a senior, he set the school record for passing yards in a season. Brian wasn't NFL material, but he didn't want to stop playing football after college. So he made the unusual jump from the Ivy League to the Arena League.
Fasten your chin strap. The 50-yard indoor war is now on CBS Sports.
In case you're not familiar, the Arena Football League is sort of to the NFL what Las Vegas is to New York City. It's got gimmicky rules designed to increase scoring, and teams have names like the Dragons and Desperados. Jon Bon Jovi and members of the band Kiss have owned franchises. The league is currently run by a former casino executive. Typically, it does not attract Dartmouth grads.
You know, I had some nicknames. At first, I was Ivy. Later, I was known as OnStar.
Wait, why OnStar?
You know, because I knew stuff. That's what they said. He knows stuff. We'll call him OnStar.
OnStar.
You're looking for City Hall.
I'm sending directions to your car.
Anyways, Brian eventually became the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Avengers. The job didn't come with many perks, and even the perks weren't really perks.
One year, we had a new general manager, and I remember he was really excited because he had secured a new corporate sponsor who was going to provide us with 2 meals a day. So every day for about 6 months, I ate Denny's.
Brian didn't want to go into details, but he says he no longer eats at Denny's. Brian and his teammates did not get paid much, so a lot of them tried to make money other ways. Brian learned more about one of his teammates' lines of work when the police showed up at practice to arrest him.
He was involved in some drug trafficking scheme. I don't know the details, but that was eye-opening for me.
Luckily for Brian, he found a legal side gig, and it was one that would help him prepare for football's biggest stage.
Just wanted to talk to you fellas about possibly joining the football team.
That's a clip from 2005's The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. After Brian's second pro season in L.A., Paramount Pictures was looking for a stunt double for Sandler. Brian got the part. And he did well enough in The Longest Yard to earn more stunt jobs in football movies. By Brian's fourth year in the AFL, around the time he started to realize he was going to lose his starting job with the Avengers, it looked like he was ready for a seamless transition to a Hollywood career. Next up was a role in The Game Plan, starring the actor-slash-wrestler Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock.
And I actually had grown, and I was going to play the quarterback opposite The Rock. I was going to have a couple lines where I talked a little bit of trash to him. It was going to be huge, because if you get a line in a movie, your pay goes way up.
Early in the filming, two of the other stunt doubles were supposed to stage a big tackle.
And it wasn't working out. And my boss, whom I had worked for before, came up and said, listen, I need you to do me a favor. Can you take a hit? And don't worry, I'll make it worth your while. So I thought I was going to take a hit, as I had done dozens of times before, and make a little bit of money. And after the first hit, my hand felt funny. And we kept doing it, and we got the hit lined up and everything. But I wasn't very valuable as a quarterback with a broken hand. So kind of an unceremonious end to my stunt career, I guess.
Ryan was out of stunt work, and he knew where things were headed with the Avengers.
For fun, I formally submitted my retirement paperwork so that I could see my name on the ESPN Arena Football League ticker line as having retired at the age of 26 years old.
Did you know at that moment that your biggest pass was still ahead of you?
No, I had no idea.
For the next few years, Brian worked for a healthcare consulting company. He tried to stay away from football.
There were some people that asked me if it was like a death. Was it that big of a deal? And I actually liken it more to a divorce. Because when there's a death, that's finite. It's over. But football didn't want me anymore. They wanted somebody younger and sexier. And I could go see football anytime I wanted. Football just didn't want to see me anymore.
But then on January 31st, 2017, Brian learned that football wanted to take him back for one more night. It had been more than a decade since he'd retired from the AFL. He'd been working desk jobs in the Rice Athletic Department since 2014. But who else in the Houston area had more experience in both showbiz and as a quarterback? Brian Mann was the perfect guy for the job. And on the night of January 31st, he reported to Lady Gaga. Gaga and her crew were headquartered at an arena north of Houston. Brian signed that confidentiality agreement and was given the full debrief. At the very end of her performance, Lady Gaga planned to jump off an elevated platform, and she wanted to catch a football as she was falling into an off-camera foam pit. It would be Brian's job to throw her the ball. Brian was told that in earlier rehearsals, Gaga's crew members had played the role of QB. The completion percentage was not 100%. There were some obstacles. The first was the ball itself. It had been bedazzled.
I mean, they put crystals in every corner of the thing, including on the laces. It was as slippery as you can imagine. It weighed four times more than a normal football with all that stuff on it.
Then there was the angle of the throw. The TV cameras needed to be directly in front of Lady Gaga, so the toss would have to come from the side. That meant the pop star was going to have to jump toward the cameras while looking to her right to catch the ball. There was work to do. Thankfully, Brian made a quick connection with his new receiver.
She sort of instantly disarmed me. I mean, she knew my name. She knew a little bit about who I was. So there was sort of that instant calm. She could have just done her thing and treated me like, you know, I wasn't really there, but she didn't.
But over the coming days and nights of rehearsals, Brian had a lot of time to think about his return to the football field. He started to worry.
This was the end of the Super Bowl halftime show. This was going to be the lasting image. And if she didn't catch that football, whether I threw a great pass or not, everybody was going to know my name, and it was not going to be for a good reason.
Finally, it was February 5th. Game time, or rather, halftime. As Lady Gaga sang and danced, Brian stood in his spot below the platform, and he waited.
I couldn't appreciate the, I don't know, 115 million people on television that were watching. I couldn't feel that. But at one point, they asked everybody in the stadium to turn on the flashlights on their phones to sort of light up the arena a little bit. And when that happened, I looked around and I decided not to look up again.
Brian hadn't had a chance to take any practice throws all day. So while he waited, he tried to flip the ball to himself a couple times. And then
she's walking up on the stage, and, you know, at this point, there's no more practicing. I just got to try to time it correctly. Super Bowl 51! It felt good coming off my hand, and she's scrappy and athletic, and she went out and grabbed that thing, and the rest is history.
After completing the most watched pass of his life, Brian had to rush off the field so the crew could prepare for the second half. But back in the concourse under the stands, he had a chance to celebrate with Lady Gaga. Brian says they hugged and took a picture.
So I don't know if you have like a girlfriend or anything, but did you think about, I don't know, asking her for a date or something?
You know, what was funny was she was incredibly kind and sent me a thank you with a small bouquet of flowers and a really nice note on it. And my sister and a girl I've been dating both came over at the same time and essentially had the same reaction. They started sort of laughing a little bit. And I was like, what? She sent me flowers. This is amazing. And they're like, dude, they're yellow.
In case you're not up on flower etiquette, red flowers are for lovers. Yellow ones mean...
you're squarely in the friend zone.
These days, Brian's back to focusing on his desk job with the Rice Athletic Department. He'll be watching the Super Bowl this weekend, but just as a fan this time.
You know what nobody can take away from me is I have completed a pass at the Super Bowl now. Details aside, let's not worry about the details, but I threw a pass that was caught on the field at the Super Bowl.
That's Brian Mann speaking with Only a Game's Martin Kessler. We first learned about Brian's adventures with the bedazzled football in a Boston Globe story written by Andrew Mahoney. We'll have a link to that, plus that photo of Brian with Lady Gaga at onlyagame.org.